Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
And we turn now to the Football Association of Ireland, which has said this morning it's appalled that women involved in Irish football experienced historical abuse and manipulative behaviour. The FAI was responding to allegations from numerous female footballers about alleged unwanted or inappropriate sexual advances from FAI coaches in the 90s, as featured in a joint RTE Investigates and Sunday Independent investigation published yesterday. And speaking this morning, the FAI said it met with the women involved earlier this year to hear what they described as their harrowing stories. Well, we're joined now by one of the two reporters who broke that story, Mark Tighe of the Sunday Independent, who was at that press conference this morning. So, Mark, what else has the FAI been saying?
Yeah, David Correll, who's the interim CEO of the FAI, I thought the most important thing was that the FAI said they were sorry. I know that's something, having spoken to the women, and we were with a large group of them last night, myself and the RTE Investigates team. They watched the documentary just shortly in advance of it going to air. And I know one of the things they'd asked for is for an apology for the treatment they received in the 1990s. So the interim CEO, Andy Farafferty, the head of HR, said they were truly sorry that these women were made to feel unsafe. And I think that will be something that will be widely accepted, or you know, something that will help those women, that there is an apology finally, that, you know, in the 1990s they felt they couldn't go to the LFAI or the FAI, but now the FAI are coming out saying, you know, these women had incredible courage, their stories were harrowing, they commended them, you know, for their bravery stepping forward. So they were angry to hear that they could have felt unsafe, that they experienced what they experienced, what they told us. And they said they were sorry that this ever happened. They said, we hear you, we're sorry for what you had to endure. Sorry to anyone that ever felt unsafe in football. So I think David Correll, who's the interim CEO, stepped up and really said, you know, this is something that the FAI would not accept. And he then went on to set out kind of what the current state of play is with
the FAI. And we'll find out from you in a moment what he had to say on that front. But are they saying today, we hear you now, but did they explain why they didn't hear these women before now and before this investigation?
No, and my colleague who worked on this, Marie Crowe, asked him, you know, Niamh O'Donoghue, who was the head of the LFAI, said she transferred her records to the FAI, you know, any kind of records she would have had on complaints that she investigated in the 1990s where people denied wrongdoing. And the FAI said they had looked through Niamh O'Donoghue's records today, but there was nothing they could find in those records that they have that sheds any light on what happened in those cases in the 1990s. And unfortunately, you know, that's a similar story we've heard from FOSS, which has, you know, been subsumed largely into SULAS. They said when they searched back and when we contacted the education training boards, there was no records relating to that FOSS course at all. So, yeah, not a very satisfactory situation, that there doesn't seem to be any paper trail in terms of how that FOSS course was managed and what's.
Now, I know reading your piece yesterday, many of the women you spoke to, Mark, they want things to change for the next generation of female players. And for many of them, that's why they're speaking out now. So is that likely, given what the FAI are doing in terms of safeguards?
Well, what they have done is set up an independent body, raised concern, and an independent complaint handling firm to receive complaints. They said that since the story had come to light in the last few days, six people had contacted them. They said those no serious issues have been raised through those concerns. But what they also said is that, you know, women in the national team had received clear policy guidelines saying that coaches are not allowed to have relationships with players. You know, that's stark, they said, you know, and that can lead to, if it's an FAI employee, that employee can be disciplined and can be dismissed. Now, what's more of a grey area, which they went into today, David Correll and Niamh Rafferty said that FAI rules don't apply to clubs. So, like, we have a different situation now. That we have a load of League of Ireland women teams. You know, the game is growing strongly with women and girls. But they said it's down to clubs to have policies and workplace policies in place, that FAI rules don't transfer down automatically onto clubs. And that's something they're going to look at in the future. And I think that's important, because if you have a young player playing with a coach anywhere around the country and they feel that they're being hit on by their coach, or, you know, they're using social media, or, you know, they're transgressing across boundaries between that coach-player relationship. At the moment, you know, there isn't a stark line saying that that coach can be dismissed and the FAI could ban them from football. So that is something the FAI have said, look, we will look at and see if we can bring that into our rules.
Mm-hmm. But that is something that will change down the line. It's not changing as of today, given what you've heard. People will have seen and heard the testimony of the former CEO of the FAI, Bernard O'Byrne, as well, Mark, admitting that women's soccer in the 1990s was a bit of an afterthought. What has the FAI had to say? Did they address that today?
Yeah, well, they said that, you know, they're saying they can't speak for what was there before. David Correll is, you know, only there as interim CEO in recent months. And before that, he was, you know, chief operating officer for a few years. So they can't speak to what happened. But they said, look, there is a very different, women's football is held in very different regard. And so just in relation to Bernard O'Byrne, I know he's getting some flack for setting out what was the situation and being kind of bluntly honest. But he played a very important role in the investigation because, in relation to the former Ireland team manager, Mick Cook, who denies all allegations, Bernard O'Byrne was the only man that came forward and said, you know, he had a meeting with that manager where he made comments which he described as homophobic. Now, for him to come forward and say that was really powerful and to kind of, it backed up what the women had said. So it was a really key part of our investigation. And I think Bernard has taken flack for setting out what happened in the 1990s, but him coming forward and saying that he had this bizarre meeting with Mick Cook in 2000, where he was complaining. He said it was a rant about the lesbian players in the team. That really backed up what the women had been complaining about. So that was a key part for us to get the story over the line to show that even the CEO of the FAI at the time was able to kind of give testimony and recall such a meeting and such behaviour. Mm-hmm. And I can only emphasise was that Mick Cook, through his solicitors, has denied that he ever made any such comments.
And Mark, I heard Marie saying this morning on Morning Ireland that you've both been contacted now by more women who feel and who say that they were victims of this same culture.
Yes, both at the national team level and at various different levels. Like we haven't been able to, on the national team level, you know, the women have come forward to back up what the six women that we spoke to on the record for the thing. So, you know, talking again about that unsafe atmosphere that they felt, that there was an improper atmosphere in the international camp. So, yes, more and more internationals are contacting us. And then other women and men are contacting us about other safeguarding concerns and even about other sports. But, you know, given the documentary only went out a couple of hours ago, we haven't had time to even go through a fraction of those yet. But, like, that's something, as journalists, we'll get our teeth into when we have a chance to kind of compose ourselves and read through them and get back to people and talk to them.
All right. Well, Mark, thanks for taking the time to join us this morning. That's Mark Tighe, who's a reporter with the Sunday Independent. Now, some breaking news. Roderick O'Gorman, the Integration Minister, has been elected as the new leader of the Green Party, and we'll bring you plenty more on that story before 12 o'clock. Coming up next, though, Chef Rory O'Connell on his favourite cookbook.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.